Test 64, Section 3, Question 16. Here we're looking to describe the role that is played by the statement that cell phone use would be far more upsetting on airplanes than it is on buses and trains. So it says cell phone use on buses and trains is annoying to other passengers. So cell phones annoying on buses and trains. This suggests that the recent proposal to allow the use of cell phones on airplanes is ill-advised. So basically it's saying, so it's a bad idea to let people use them on airplanes. Cell phone use would be far more upsetting on airplanes than it is on buses and trains. Okay, so that's evidence that it's ill-advised, and it's a comparison with something else where we already know it's annoying. Airplane passengers are usually packed in tightly, and if airline passengers are offended by the cell phone excesses of their seatmates, they often cannot move to another seat. So they're tightly packed, and they can't move. Now, the way that this works is those last two statements are used to provide evidence that cell phone use would be far more upsetting on airplanes than it is on buses and trains. So that's supporting that statement, but that statement that the use is more upsetting is used to say, so it's a bad idea. So it's kind of an intermediate conclusion that's supported by other things, but then is used to support the main conclusion. So A, it is the main argument of the conclusion. It's not the main argument. The main argument is that it's a bad idea or that the proposals are ill-advised. B, it is a claim the argument tries to rebut. No, the argument supports it. It is a premise that indirectly supports the main conclusion. No, it directly supports the main conclusion that it's a bad idea by supporting a premise for that conclusion. No, it's just direct. It is a conclusion for which some support is provided, and that itself is used in turn to directly support the argument's main conclusion. Well, that sounds kind of like what we said. It's an intermediate conclusion, or it's a conclusion that there's evidence for it, but then it is used to support the main conclusion of the argument, so I like D a lot. And then it provides background information that plays no role. No, it does play a role. And so therefore, D is our correct answer. It has evidence for it is the statements that you're packed in tightly and you can't move, says it's going to be worse than buses or trains, and then that is used to say, and so therefore it's a bad idea to look at these proposals. So D is our correct answer.